Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Everybody.
Today is the memorial of St. Stanislaus. And Father, we'll reflect on today's first reading from the book of Acts. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles said in reply, we must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him in his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as in the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. Father.
Okay, so today we see in this gospel the fortitude of these men, this courage they show when they're told to not to speak about Christ once again, but they double down at this moment and they basically say, it's better to obey God rather than men. In our diocese, archdiocese this year, there is a young man from Vietnam who will be ordained to the priesthood for us. And when he was in Vietnam, he was arrested shortly after college and was told by the communists that he is not to speak about religion or Catholicism. And he left prison and he continued to speak about religion and Catholicism. he said, in so many words, it is better to obey God rather than men. He luckily was able to sneak out of the country and is now going to be ordained a priest for us and able to preach, hopefully freely, in our country, in the United States of America, but we'll do so with great fortitude. So what is fortitude? Actually, there's Thomas Aquinas, you know, something to think about, which I just came across today. He breaks up fortitude into four parts. And I want to briefly talk about like the four aspects of fortitude that are necessary in order to overcome difficulties. Now, fortitude means essentially that we stay the course amidst difficulties. It's a very loose translation. We don't let danger or suffering stop us from what we're supposed to do. And the four parts of fortitude are magnificence, confidence, patience, and perseverance. All ended with E-N-C-E, magnificence, confidence, patience, and perseverance. So magnificence, what does that mean? Well, magnificence means there's a goal that you have. Like, in other words, we're not going to do something risky or dangerous or uncomfortable unless we see the purpose of it. And for us, it's to go to heaven. I mean, we see it's the right thing to do. It's going to give us holiness, perfect happiness. There's got to be some kind of goal. Now, you can bring it down a notch. Sometimes it's helpful to bring that down a notch and think about, like, okay, I need something a little bit lower, you know, that's more in front of me to think of. You know, I don't know, for someone to work hard, it's, well, retirement. And, you know, for someone who's trying to, you know, study harder, it's like, I want to get to a better school. But ultimately, when there's serious suffering at stake, I think the only thing that might help is thinking about eternal life. And I think that's what the apostles thought about. They're like, well, you can kill us, but we'll go to heaven. Secondly, you have to have confidence. Well, you have to have confidence in what you're doing and in your mission. And I think that's super important. Any soldier that goes into battle but doesn't have confidence in what they're doing, it sort of mars their ability to fight courageously. But we should have confidence in that if we do the right thing, that God will reward us for it. And we do have a general that knows what he's doing, which is namely God. But we also need confidence in the work we're doing. Do we prayerfully think about, is this what God wants me to do? Therefore, if I'm convicted that this is God's work, then no matter what, no matter what suffering or things that come with it, I've got to do it. I have to have confidence in the mission. Thirdly, patience. We've all experienced this with, you know, vocation. you know, people that are married, dealing with your kids, you know, dealing with a sickness, dealing with just struggling to be holy, like overcome, like fighting the same battles every day. And patience means being able to endure suffering that comes from following God, right? And it, doing it somewhat with serenity, like not letting the emotions totally take over anytime there is like some kind of pushback when we're doing God's will. And you notice the apostles, they don't flinch when they are basically, you know, they're threatened by these authorities that they'll be put in jail if they keep doing it. And they're just patient, like, fine, if we suffer, we suffer. And lastly, but not least, is perseverance. You know, we can do all these other three things, but if we give up, well, mission's over, right? So there's a degree that fortitude is what keeps us going. It's like, don't stop, right? Don't stop. I was thinking about that song, don't stop believing. Anyway, sorry, a little tangent there, but hold on to that feeling. Perseverance means we just, well, actually, that's actually perfect. Don't stop believing, right? Don't stop believing in, not journey, but don't stop believing in the journey towards heaven. Don't stop believing in God's goodness, that he's going to give us grace. And just keep doing it, you know, one step at a time. So anyway, it's food for thought. I know I threw a little bit at you today, but, you know, think about this, you know, magnificence, and it's part of fortitude. Do I see the goal? Like, if I keep raising my kids, even though it's difficult, that, you know, they'll turn out okay eventually. Or, you know, I keep doing my evangelization, I'll save souls. Confidence. Do I have confidence in this mission that's given to me? Patience. Am I able to deal with the suffering that comes with it? And perseverance. Will I keep going even if it gets tough? The apostles did so because they had the Holy Spirit, but so do we. All right. God bless.